Erie Canal Theater presents Switchboard Infinity, Episode 4, Parade Day.
Good morning and welcome to the annual Followbot Day Parade. We are positioned here live from the Gazbot Memorial Parkway, halfway between the Wizbit Company Archive tunnels at the start of the parade, all the way to the Sports Dome. Caroline, that is a lovely shade of hair you have this morning.
Thank you, Gerald. It's cotton candy spray.
Oh my goodness, that's delicious. I want to take a moment to thank our sponsors, Fitzroy Beverages, and this year we are introducing the new dosage of Flotamy, the parade-enhancing drug.
Yes.
Have you taken your dose already?
I have not.
Oh my goodness, I remember what happened last year.
Bleeding eyes.
I know, they were tears of joy, but all the same.
Worth it.
Yep, I've taken mine. I'm only feeling slight twitches here. Let me give you your dosage.
Straight to the heart.
Oh my goodness, receive the dosage. Yes, that's
beautiful.
A blessing to you, indeed. Oh, and here we have a lucky parade goer who's managed to sneak in a couple minutes early. Oh, and he has a furry little kitten friend with him.
Yeah, my name is Bartholomew. This is Robo Kitty.
What is that little kitty dressed as?
I mean, he's dressed as Robo Panther from the Beta Ball games. Come on.
Oh, of course.
Oh, that's right. I didn't recognize him without all the blood and viscera attached to him. My goodness. And little kitty, what are you excited to see today?
I feel the same.
Oh, he's looking forward to that beautiful formation of follower bots that are going to portray the 27 scenes of the founding of the Callisto colony.
We never miss it.
That's right, nor should you. You're obligated to see it, in fact. Oh, and of course, as you know, a parade isn't a parade without Flotamine. Have you had your dosage, sir?
No, not yet.
Oh, let's get that taken care of.
You shoot both of us?
Oh, absolutely. We have no clue of the dosage, but I'm sure it'll be fine. Here we go, sir.
Oh, yeah!
Look at that kitty go.
Oh, Robo Kitty! No! Come back!
We'll find that kitty later on in the parade route.
Wizbit promises zero problems this parade.
That's right. We've taken much care to assure that everyone's safety is guaranteed.
That's right.
Oh, here the workers are starting to file out now for their 3 hours and 28 minutes of mandatory leave for this wonderful parade.
This is quite exciting, and may I just say, the weather today is magnificent.
Oh, it's glorious. Look at the shade of chartreuse across the top of the sky dome. And we'll stick around here. We'll get a couple more interviews from a couple more parade goers here. Please stay with us.
Mama's little baby loves his parade.
Oh, God, gross. What's in my mouth? Is that your nip? Are you breastfeeding me?
He was a hungry little fellow, weren't you?
Oh, gross. I was asleep.
Malcolm, what do you think we all been living on down here?
I don't know. I would assume food.
Nope. It's milk from my body.
Okay.
Side effect of the train ride. Skidmark gives the sweetest milk of all.
Where's
like
my
buttercream?
Where's
Mama's
my
custard?
Where's my pants?
I got them on.
Take them off.
Get them. All right, little fella. Come on now. Up arms. Get on your back.
Put my own pants on. Thank
you
very much.
Oh, don't be silly. You ain't a big boy yet. Come
Stop
on.
Stop it. I got it.
Oh, who's
I'm
got
fine.
A belly? Who's
hey,
got
get
a belly?
Away. What are you doing?
I'm going to get your belly.
Hey, get away.
I'm going to get it.
Stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
I got your belly.
Disgusting.
Malcolm, there ain't nothing disgusting about a mother's love for her son.
What?
You're my son, Malcolm.
Unlock this door right now. I
You're
need to get out of here. Oh, so this is the resistance, huh? Some weird guy who tricks me into taking a drug and then puts their nipple in my mouth when I'm asleep?
Malcolm, y'all like parades?
I can't say that I'm a huge fan. Would you unlock the door?
Malcolm, yous ain't going nowhere. The way I sees it, y'all got two choices. You help us get back to Earth, or you stay here with me as my little baby boy.
Back to Earth?
I ain't not gonna lose another one.
How the hell are you planning on getting off this moon?
Malcolm, walk with me for a bit. Come on now, hold my hand.
Hold your hand.
Malcolm, hold my hand.
I'm good, thanks.
All right, be that way.
Okay.
You see Talon in there?
Yeah.
Talon's our in-house saboteur of sorts.
Okay.
You might have noticed a few things going higgledy-piggledy down at Wizbit when you was on the press room floor.
Yeah, like screens turning brown and people's heads getting chopped off. I did notice it.
Well, that's all thanks to Talon and her claws.
What?
Yeah.
Are you saying that you're responsible for killing people in the factory? Are you saying you killed Thalia?
Oh, that Thalia.
Yeah, that Thalia! What the hell's wrong with you?
Malcolm, come on now. I'm your mama. I mean, technically, Talon killed her. I can see how this looks bad. It looks a little bad.
Really bad.
Malcolm, that wasn't her that was killed. That was her duplicate.
What are you talking about?
A flesh bag, a synth. She ain't real. She's just a doppelganger. The original Thalia is still back down on Earth. Just like the original you, me, and even little Skidmark over there.
You're saying that there's duplicates of all of us on Earth?
That's right. Made by Wizbit for cheap labor.
Oh my god. I'm not hearing those voices anymore. What happened?
That's just refined pituitary glands from a Callisto cackler. Or as we call it, train ride.
So the train ride stops me from hearing those voices.
That's right. It's the only way.
I gotta get back to Earth.
Oh, we going back to Earth, Malcolm. Come on, keep walking now. You sure you don't want to hold my hand?
Yeah, I'm positive.
You're positive. All right. Yeah, suit yourself. See a little skid mark in there? He may not look like much, but he's a level 3 hacker.
A hackmaster.
He can get inside a TT, Puniter,
a master hacker.
And most importantly, a follower bot.
Huh.
Malcolm, we need to use your apartment. And no, it ain't to take showers.
Okay.
You're the only one with that window directly above the parade route.
So you're gonna use my window to somehow disrupt the parade? How's that gonna get us off this moon?
We ain't gonna have much time. We're gonna jump through your window. Skidmark should have the faller bots hovering right outside for us to grab onto with the use of some recently procured atmospheric containment sacks. We should be able to make it out the hole of the dome and onto an awaiting pleasure barge where we'll stow away until we're back to home sweet home.
Wait a minute, so you're saying that we're gonna jump out of the window and land on some robots that are gonna take us outside of the atmosphere? We're gonna tape plastic bags to our heads so we can breathe and then hope that we can sneak into a ship?
Well, it's more of a sequence of events, hypothetical. I guess that's a plan, sure, you call it a plan.
Yeah, so that's your plan?
Well, we's gonna get high first.
Well, what choice do I got?
That's my little boy, that's my baby boy!
Hey, stop touching me.
I know you's got a belly full of colostrum, but you better have them running shoes on, cause that parade starts in T-minus 10 and counting. We gotta move! I hope you brought your lawn chair, Malcolm, cause we's going to a parade!
I just gotta flip the switch! We're in! We're inside! Get in! Get in!
Oh my god, it worked!
Nice work, gang! Talon, you get on that door and make sure they ain't coming through. SJ, you man the repulsor rifle in case they do come through.
Even the non-dairy blue milk has bone char and it's...
Oh, yeah, okay.
Skidmark, you open that window and make sure the follower bots are in position.
All right, I'm going to go brush my teeth real quick because I still have an assault.
There ain't time for that, Malcolm. Okay. Come on now.
All right.
Incoming transmission. Video phone.
Hey, buddy.
Oh, Craig.
Guess who didn't show up for work today? Oh, it was you.
Yeah, me. Because you know what, Craig? I'm on the run from the law because of you.
You're not only on the run from the law, but you're on the run from me.
Yeah.
You killed my little baby cousin.
I didn't
you
kill him.
You killed Tabitha or whatever her name is.
I didn't
and you
kill
killed the
cousin.
Morale of everyone on that press room floor.
I didn't kill your cousin, Craig. He was trying to help me escape. Escape from this planet. He's part of this resistance, and we're getting off of this rock.
Lies. Lies. Dominic would never have done that.
Yeah, well, he did. Thanks to Dominic, we're getting off this planet together.
Did you really think we wouldn't be monitoring your apartment? The place will be swarming with TT units in moments.
Nice try, Craig, but they're not getting through that door. We've welded it shut.
Welded it shut? Did you think that we used reinforced steel to make these apartment units? It's reconstituted skin. They'll be in seconds.
It's all the time we need, Craig. Nice new collar, by the way. Did you get another promotion for being an evil jerk?
As a matter of fact, I did. Thanks so much for noticing. I'm a Lord High Executor now.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Oh, congratulations.
Oh, congratulations to you.
Yeah, also congratulations on having a horrible singing voice, by the way, Craig.
Well, congratulations are in order for you because you're gonna be dead.
Not really, Craig, because guess what? We're getting off of this moon.
I can't believe you brought up my singing voice again.
Yeah?
Didn't come to one concert. How would you know how I sing?
Oh, I heard a recording.
How would you know?
I heard a recording. I downloaded the vid tape.
Uploading software pack.
Oh, well, I've downloaded some vid tapes myself.
Oh, have you?
Yes, you and your little headquarters being swaddled by a middle-aged man.
Well, that was not... He didn't have my consent.
What a brilliant plan you've cooked up.
Followbot source code has been modified.
All right, enough, Craig. We're out of here, and you can't stop us.
No matter where you go, no matter how many choirs you malign, I will find you, Malcolm. And when I do, I will consume your essence, and your essence will give me strength. The strength to be reborn anew for a new era of peace, not only in this galaxy, but all of the very cosmos. And we will have peace through Wizbit, through subjugation, through condemnation.
Your apartment. Malcolm Warren, we are here to take you back to prison.
Seize that, Shoney! Bring him to me!
I told you to shut up! I told you!
Shoot everyone. All of these people, shoot them. Shoot that thing. What is that thing doing? Shoot that thing. I will shoot you.
This is my shield.
Please cooperate.
Wizbit doesn't own our bodies. Stand back. I'm passively resisting you.
It's G! Come on, yo, jump! Aim for the follower bombs!
This is really high up. Are you sure this is gonna work?
Come on, Malcolm,
whoa.
Go!
Whoa!
Yeah!
Hello! Hello!
They got me! It's working!
Hello! Hello! Here we go!
Sloppy Joe!
We're almost through!
Skidmark! Here comes Talon!
Oh man, I'm falling off the box.
Here comes Talon. Look there, she goes.
Talon, no!
Oh no.
Space.
We gotta get towards the center, right?
Yep, almost through.
Almost through.
Go.
This is gonna work. Skidmark.
Skidmark,
over here. Skidmark. Over here, Skidmark. Come on. Oh no. Skidmark, you're gonna hit the dome. Oh.
Skidmark. Oh no.
He hit the dome. But we made it.
We're gonna make them
we
pay
made
for
it,
this.
Sloppy Joe.
They're gonna pay for this. Oh. Malcolm, it's my bag. There's a tear in it. I ain't long for it.
Listen,
Sloppy Joe, just hold on. We're almost at the
ship. No, I ain't gonna make it.
I can see the ship from here.
Malcolm, no matter what happens, I want you to always remember your mommy loves you. Mommy loves you so much. I'm gonna...
There it is. The SS Ladybird. I'm almost in. I just gotta grab on to this hatch. And now what did he say? Just turn the... open it up. Oh! There's laundry floating out. And climb past all these clothes. Up in here. And push through this little opening. And press this button here. Oh! Well, I'm in the laundry room. And yeah, I can breathe. All right. I made it. I made it. Now, to dress like one of the people on the ship. And just take this uniform here. And now, I guess I have to figure out how to turn this ship and point it at Earth. All right, let's see. Well, I guess I'll just... one place is as good as another to start. I guess I'll just look in here and see what's going on.
Oh, how's it going, stranger?
Hello.
Let's get a bite.
Hi.
You look pretty.
Thanks. Anyways, I was just wondering if maybe you could point me in the direction of the captain's quarters.
Captain?
Yeah.
Why don't you have a cocktail first?
Well, it has been a long day, so I guess I will.
Take off that pesky work uniform. There's a silk robe for
you. They just installed the new lotion stations.
Oh, that's interesting. But seriously, where's the captain's quarters? I wanted to find out where this...
Do you mean my port?
No, thanks. I'm seriously just looking for the captain's quarters because I need to find out where the ship is headed.
Nirvana.
That's funny. But I'm looking for. I'm seriously just looking for the captain because I want to find out.
We're going to Pleasure Town.
That's funny too. But you know. But seriously. Do any of you know where this ship is headed?
Silly boy.
You
should know.
Yeah, have you not read your brochure yet?
Well, of course I got the brochure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, we all got the brochure, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, but what if I indeed did not read the brochure? What kinds of things would the brochure mention?
Karaoke.
Okay, that sounds good. What else? What kind of things?
Time frames for the communal draining.
All right, I don't know what that is, but...
STDs!
Okay, wait, what did you say? Shelby, was it?
Yeah.
What is it you just said? Can we rewind that and just everyone listen to Shelby for a second?
We all have STDs. Duh.
Check out her flan, it's bigger than her head.
Okay,
I have plum trunks.
Did you just say that you all have STDs?
Well, we all have STDs,
yeah.
Right?
You do too.
Actually, I have zero diseases,
so. Fresh blood.
I didn't mean that, obviously.
Oh,
but okay, back off, guys. Back off now. I don't want to be stuck on some sort of STD cruise here with you guys.
Well, you're stuck.
Look at my love nards.
All right, put those away. Okay. I think, you know, look, everyone, let's just figure out what happens next week.
Switchboard Infinity is an original production of Erie Canal Theater and is produced by Clark Eagling, Jeff Jimison, Joseph C. Krause, and Mike McGettigan. This week's episode features the additional talents of
Nicholas Batanti,
Joel Gray,
David Hillbaum,
Josh Campos,
Nicole Pascaretta.
Original music by Zelda and the Unibrows, EE33, Ben Hastings, and Joel Gray. Tune in next week for Switchboard Infinity Episode 5. Episode 5. Hello, this is Joe Krause from Erie Canal Theater. Thank you for listening to Switchboard Infinity. We put a lot of work into this show. If you are interested in helping us produce more episodes of this show and future shows, please go to eriecanaltheater.com/support. Any donation amount is greatly appreciated. Thanks.